Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry, I've got the giggles all of a sudden.
We were just talking about Fancy New Band and Greco-Romanc was one of your faves.
Yeah, I thought they were amazing.
They were fantastic. Speaking of fashion, an extremely fashionable group of people there.
Yeah, I thought we'd do Stevie Nicks today.
Woohoo! Okay, we've been kind of skirting around people who've been inspired by Stevie Nicks for the last wee while, and I'm glad that we're tackling it straight on today. What's the place to start with Stevie, because she's such an icon?
Yeah, I think I thought I'd just start with a very small background. She was born on the 26th of May, 1948, so her birthday was last week.
Happy birthday. She's definitely listening.
Yeah, totally. She joined Fleetwood Mac with her boyfriend, Lindsey Buckingham, in 1975. They, of course, were American. Fleetwood Mac were English, which I didn't know until, 20 years ago. I'm about 900 years old, but so
I know what you mean. Yeah.
And then in 1981 she released her first solo album, Belladonna, and she had quite bad stage fright when she first started performing.
Oh really? Okay.
And when she joined Fleetwood Mac, she felt that she needed a uniform, and she got a LA designer who still designs for her called Margie Kent. And Margie Kent is LA based. She also has designed for stage and film and is a stylist. But other people she has done outfits for, Christine McVeigh and Lindsey Buckingham as
right.
well from Fleetwood Mac, but also Neil Diamond, George Harrison, Gladys Knight and Gloria Gaynor.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's a really cool list of people. Doing Gloria
totally.
Gaynor's wardrobe would be very awesome.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you could do like tours of people's wardrobes?
I would pay a lot of money to do that.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
And so she said to Margie, I want something that is a little bit urchin, a bit like Out of Great Expectations or A Tale of Two Cities. So very Dickinson. And so they came up with an outfit that was a Janssen leotard, a chiffon wrap blouse, a couple of short jackets, shirts and skirts and platform boots.
Awesome.
Nice.
And apparently she's only 5'1".
She is really small.
Whoa,
really
yeah,
weird.
So 155 centimetres. And if you think about Fleetwood Mac, or Mick Fleetwood is 6'6".
That feels like one of those joke photos of people at Hobbiton sitting on the bench next to each other. Yeah.
Yeah, so she became like well known for wearing chiffon, velvet, top hats, shawls, and the shawls were used because she is so small and because they were playing massive stadiums.
Huge,
her
yeah.
arm movements, they kind of made it more magical and you could see it more from far away.
Yeah.
So she kind of really had some, a bit of a thought process behind.
It's interesting because she is so small. She doesn't actually seem small when she's performing because her voice is huge and her presence is huge. And I think you're right, like the costume really augments that because you can see the sort of wingspan of her from far, far, far back at the stadium, But that, she is such a tiny person. It's kind of the magic of sort of theatrical costume, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah, and I guess it's quite interesting to me because, her and Lindsey Buckingham, released an album prior to Fleetwood Mac. They'd been performing for quite a while, but obviously kind of on smaller stages. But I think it's really cool that she really thought about, okay, I am going to join this band and I'm now going to, it's going to be a presence that I'm going to, instead of just kind of being a singer-songwriter on a small stage sort of thing. So, I think it's just quite fascinating. And of course, we think of her as being kind of like the witchy woman and, she said, I'll be very, very sexy under 18 pounds of chiffon, lace and velvet. which is so true.
Yeah.
And kind of each album kind of brought a little bit of a new style. So she started out kind of wearing quite dark, witchy colours for the Mirage tour in 1982. And 1983, in 1982, the Mirage tour, she kind of changed from dark colours to ivory and satin and that sort of thing, kind of looking a little bit more angelic. 1983, this cracks me up, it's like massive hair.
Yeah,
like
she
the hair
had
got
the
massive.
Crimped to death kind of hair.
Yeah.
A
bit of perm.
Yeah.
Perm. And big shoulder pads to counteract that, and a bustier.
It was quite an interesting pivot into the 80s in a big way. Yeah.
But always the handkerchief kind of hemmed skirts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I guess in the 2000s, as she's gotten older, she's kind of lost the shawls but become more tailored on the top with peplum blazers and kind of structured velvet dusters. So, yeah.
She's good mates with Harry Styles now, and I think that's quite interesting because he's, you know, a huge pop star, and he has incredible clothing, and it's become kind of a feature of him as a performer. And he's, you know, talked a lot about kind of raiding Stevie Nicks's wardrobe, which feels like one of those things that as a child seems like a dream. You get
that
to go
is
into
so cool.
You know, Auntie Stevie's big wardrobe and get all the best clothes out of it. And then you sort of see him perform and you're like, yeah, there's such a flavor of Stevie Nicks in these, you know, big winged shirts that you're wearing and the tassels and all of that stuff. She's had an influence on a lot
definitely.
Of people.
And she kind of also said that she's never going to give up the platform boots. Apparently they're like 6-inch, 15 centimetres.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe that's why she doesn't look so small. She's literally on stilts.
Yeah.
You've picked us a Stevie Nicks, Tom Petty song to play this morning. Which one is this and why did you choose this one?
Stop Dragging My Heart Around. I really love this song, and I guess it's kind of a karaoke favourite for many people.
Oh yeah, big time. Well, thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us Stevie Nicks.
Thanks for having me.
Come knocking on my front door.
Some very good Stevie Nicks text coming in. Someone says William Shatner once proposed to Stevie Nicks, but she turned him down. Stevie didn't want to be known as Stevie Shatner Nicks. Fair enough. And the professor's texted in to say that Stevie Nicks, when she was asked to join Fleetwood Mac, she said she would only join on the condition that her partner Lindsay Buckingham was part of the deal. So he became their second guitarist. I didn't really realise that that was how they'd both come into the group. I thought it was like a package deal from the get-go. But, I mean, to be fair, Stevie is way more of Stevie. Way more of an icon. No offence, Lindsay, but maybe a little bit of offence.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.